It is the Pink after Liverpool have gone to Southampton, won by 2-1, put themselves through to the next round of the League Cup. I am surrounded by Andy Bell, Steve Graves, Phil Blundell, Andy Heaton producer, and we're in the wonderful St. Peter's. It's a fantastic place to watch football. We've all had a lovely night in the way in which it's gone. My one aim for this show, Phil, is that we collectively talk more sense than the video.
From speaking to Jono, right, on about 82...
Do you reckon we fancy
you? I'd be very sad if that's not possible.
So therefore, that's the bar I'm putting you at, and I know it's not a high one.
It's a really fucking low one.
So let's be clear about this. Why I love these League Cup matches at times, genuinely, and I really do enjoy watching them, is that so much of football these days, it's about systems, and you can see formations, and then these League Cup games happen, and there's still principles, there's still the values with which you want to play the game, there's still tons of preparation, but so much it just turns into whatever 11 is on the pitch at any given time against the other 11. And on the whole tonight, Liverpool's 11 that was on the pitch worked it out better, played better, and yeah, it's a bit scruffy in the end, but they deserve to win.
Yeah, we still have really good footballers on the pitch at all times, ultimately, I think. I sometimes think, and it's not really tonight where it was a thing, I think everyone saw the starting lineup and saw what was going to happen at half-time. Like, I think it was very obvious that Trent and Gomez were going to go off at half-time based on what the manager said yesterday. But I think there's always a thing where people think, oh yeah, that team will be great because they're all good footballers, but they never played together. They're not in that shape. They're not used to where each other is. There's no natural sort of...
The senior debuts, full debuts happening all over the place,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you sort of have to work it out as you go. And what I thought Liverpool did tonight was they worked out really well. Like, there was bits of the first half where, like, Trent Alexander-Arnold was playing as the right-sided centre-back in a three.
Yeah.
Then he was playing right wing-back. Then he was playing right-back. And it was fluid and it worked. And just found yourselves 2-0 up at our time very comfortably without really having to do much. Don't think we battered the door down. I don't think we did a great deal. We had them at arm's length massively, so I thought, first half. And it was just, you got to half-time and it's like, well, that was all right. And the manager obviously thought, I'd sound that. And then he makes a couple of substitutions and changes half the back four. Ultimately, we noticeably went to more of a back four and Morton right back, which pleased Josh Sexton massively.
Yep.
Endo went centre-back and it was more of a back four. It was more of a two. It was more of one, three, whatever. We changed it, and I like that we were able to just switch in the game and go, this is what we're doing now. We're going to change it. We're going to do this. All right, they get back into it, but ultimately, they're a Premier League team. Not a great Premier League team.
No.
But if you make loads of changes, play a mad system, they're going to have opportunities. They had one, they took one.